Yeah, that's not a bad start to a Friday morning. I think that's when Phil was in his pomp, isn't it? That's what would have inspired you to go and buy a ticket for his gig and then be desperately let
desperately
down.
Desperately and grossly disappointed. Yeah, that's exactly what it would have been. But what a cracking song.
But Seriously was the album that came.
Yeah, but seriously, what about that gig, Phil? You and me need to talk. I'll tell you something. Yeah.
Absolutely. Listen, 6 minutes past nine and it's Friday.
Yay! Woo! Woo-hoo! We're still alive. We made it. Yeah, Friday feeling, everybody. It's going to be a good one. Big weekend ahead of us, of course. Yeah. League of Ireland kicks off tonight. Thank God it's been a long time coming.
Well, it's funny you should say that because we had a text in. I think it's from Antoinette because I was thinking to myself, you know, Friday, people in good form. And then I thought, this person's getting a bit carried away. Morning, lads. The best day of the year is finally here.
Oh.
I was thinking to myself, sure, you get one every week and all. But no. It was Antoinette getting more excited than anybody. She says she's reckoning she's more excited than you, PJ.
Really?
And hopefully you can stay friends till the end of the season.
Well,
despite all the banter. So basically what she's saying to you is she's lining you up that you are going to get dog's abuse between now and the end of the League of Ireland season.
Well, she's saying, come on to Harps tonight. Finn Harps, of course, playing Bohemians tonight. Well, I tell you something, go on St. Pat's then, smarty pants. We're playing Cork tonight, because, we got Aaron Barry off them yesterday. Just a late last-second signing.
A loan deal, though, isn't it?
A loan deal to the summer, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you have to bring that into it for?
I mean, just mentioning it in passing.
We're taking a wee-wee all over the good things. We'll talk about that on Sunday.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay, all right, you can stop texting in. I said 6 minutes past nine instead of 9 minutes past six.
Oh, he did, yeah.
Get over it. Get over
it. It's Friday.
It happens. You know what I mean? It happens. I'm only human. I know to many people
I love that
I'm godlike, but I'm only human.
I love the way people do that. It's so passive-aggressive. Look at Alan and then he's straight off. 6 minutes past nine, Jim, with the question marks at the end.
Yeah.
Good on you, Alan.
Mind you, we established Alan
and
Ennis
being awake and letting us know.
Quite cranky. Isn't it Alan and Ennis who was quite cranky?
Is it Alan? I don't know if it's Alan.
Who was it yesterday?
No, I don't think it's Alan.
No,
Alan's
it's
one of our
one.
Own.
There's a different one, is there?
Yeah, no, we like Alan. Alan's
somebody
great
else
fella.
In Ennis.
Yeah, there's someone else in Ennis. There is a cranky in Ennis, isn't there?
Who's always moaning that they never get their things read out.
No, it wouldn't be, would it?
No, it's not Alan and Ennis.
No,
no, just looking back on it. I take it all back, Alan. I take it all back. I thought he was turning into... Remember Dan that used to give out a lot?
Oh, that's right.
Before we got Dan 2.0.
Yeah, exactly. This little bit, how you doing, little bit? You might hear you.
Anyway, it is, Friday. Apologies. 11 minutes past 6 o'clock is the correct time for those of you who care about it this time of the morning. Why you would care about what time it is this time of the morning? It's just too early for all of us.
It's Friday
Come
time.
On, and it's
that's
Friday.
All that matters.
Right, what else is going on today? So, Antoinette very excited about the start of the old League of Ireland.
Oh, it's going to be a great old night all round, I hope.
Yeah, and it's already turned a bit strange because somebody's also texted in saying, morning, guys, can you wish Robert Mugabe...
What in the name of God is this about?
...a massive 30-second happy birthday after stealing my thunder from mine yesterday. Lots of love from Dame Judi Dench.
Well, I have literally no idea.
So, basically, they're at the tail end of the party.
I think the party started last night, didn't it?
Yeah,
someone's having an early weekend there.
They're at the tail end of a party there. Yeah. And
I don't know, whatever you have in your house.
There's only the sherry left.
If you think Robert Mugabe's 32, never mind in your house. You've got some different problems going on.
Absolutely. And everybody else who checked in, morning to Aaron and David, also saying good morning to us this morning. Who's this? Happy Friday, guys. I'm in the gym here. Stephen Mallow.
Just wants to watch TV in the gym. I know that feeling. We've all been there where you manage to get yourself in.
What's he texting us to say that he wants to watch the TV?
Because he's saying he doesn't want to do any exercise. He's dragged himself out of bed on a Friday, got to the gym, he's realised there's TVs and the treadmills, and he's thinking, oh God, if I could just sit in the treadmill and watch that now with a bowl of porridge, I'd have a much better morning.
Life would be a better place. Life would be a better place. Morning to JP, who's looking forward to hearing about Sweet Sausage. Yeah, today's the big day, of course.
Oh God, yeah.
You'll hear about our pre-production efforts.
Well, we did our best anyway, that's for sure. At least there's some sort of a decision has been made.
Yeah. And also, there's a fantastic video by Magic Michael Spielberg Hogan has put together an incredible video which he will release upon the world a little bit later on this morning.
The
and
man's
it is
a
well
genius.
Worth, well worth
a
checking
genius.
Out.
Genius.
Yeah. Absolutely. So listen, 087-188-0008. All of the usual bits and pieces. We'll find a winner on the breakfast table quiz. It'd be great to find a winner on Who the Man. We'll reveal all about Sweet Sausage and we'll have top Friday tunes.
There you go. Look, it's all ahead of us. Thank God
for
that.
What a menu that is.
Congratulations, everyone, for making it to Friday.
Yeah, Pink and Who Knew here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Friday. 17 minutes past 6. Just being precise there, PJ, just in case.
No, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, just in case, because you know there's a lot of people listening to the times when it comes to you. Definitely it is anyway, this morning anyway.
Chainsaw Man was on to say, pity you weren't right the first time, Jim. He'd quite like it to have been 6 minutes past 9 o'clock. Well, obviously, we're going to need to help Chainsaw Man along today.
We'll do our best. We're with you all the way, Mr. Chainsaw.
Margaret, of course, and for my morning to you. No need to apologise, Margaret. It's all in jest, you know. Dan in Cork is back, and I think it's the original Dan, and he hasn't said anything abusive.
Oh, my God. You'd know it's the weekend, wouldn't you? You'd know.
And somebody is making a round trip to Waterford today. Come on the Hoops, they say.
So, oh, the Hoops.
Is that one of your League of Ireland references?
They're playing the Rovers tonight. Rovers. That's someone.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, sorry.
They'd be the Hoops.
They'd be the Hoops, yeah. Yeah. It'd be the Hoopy. I got that. Yeah, well, come on, Waterford, obviously. Nobody wants the Hoops to win anything. Oh, my God. How shocking would that be? What a terrible start to the season. I mean, it's the first Friday of the year. Come on, Waterford, you can do it.
There you go. I'm sure whoever sent in that text is delighted with you this morning. Absolutely thrilled.
Yeah, like he wasn't being passive aggressive at all. Sending in the hoopily dupes.
Oh, yeah. Dan 2.0. No, a different Dan. No, actually, it's all right. Okay, so the both Dans are on. Now I'm confused.
Now you're confused. There's Dans all over the place. Dan, 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 Dan.
Look at right. Yeah, sorry, I'm just...
The gears are going through.
I'm trying to work out which is which now, because they're both being nice. It's very disconcerting.
It's so much easier when we had a nasty and a nice Dan.
Right, let's...
Would nasty Dan please post little devil in his WhatsApps from now on?
Let's do the birthdays for you, and I tell you, I have high hopes here. It's Friday, it's the start of your beloved League of Ireland season.
Yeah.
I mean, all the things are pointing in the right direction, because the birthdays are literally lining up for you.
Oh, fantastic.
One of your all-time heroes... To begin with, okay? One of your favourite people in the whole world. It's only this bloke's birthday.
We had 50-odd singles in the 80s and 90s, you know. And they were all top 20s, you know, top 40s at least. You just go for the songs that you know everybody loves. We don't really rehearse as it happens, you know.
Really?
With the original UB40, it was a bit like pulling teeth because we were all self-taught. You know, there wasn't a real musician amongst us. What we were was 8 people together making a good sound, but individually we weren't, you know, soloists, let's say.
Oh my God! How did sneak into the birthday?
I just wanted you to realise what you had to look forward to now that you have tickets to see UB40.
What a jackass Jim McKay can be. I've just been talking about what a good mood I'm in this morning, and then he gives me first birthday. That aegis. What's his name?
Ali Campbell.
The lead
is
singer.
Celebrating
of
his birthday today.
Of UB40. Yeah. And by the way, Mr. Ali Campbell, it still sounds like you're pulling teeth. And it's 8 people not making a very good noise at all. Self-taught, I never would have known it. Oh my God.
I thought there was a couple of key elements in that you'd be interested to know. They don't rehearse.
Oh, I noticed.
Yeah.
I noticed.
They're not musicians.
I noticed that too.
And they just play the songs that everybody loves, PJ.
Yeah, who loves them? Who loves them? In Kingston Town. Oh, it's absolutely dreadful stuff, I swear to God.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God.
So you're beloved.
And to think that I have to go to watch them live because Jim and Mike is just, it's mind-blowingly horrendous.
There it is. I want to tell you something. This could be a big turnaround for you because I'm going to give you a massive clue now as well to start the ball rolling.
Right.
It's a milestone birthday for Ali Campbell. Your beloved Ali Campbell from your beloved UB40.
For God's sake. The one birthday I didn't want to get right, and I know what it's going to be because there's no way he's the right side of 50 or... We're not lucky enough for him to be near 90, so it's 60. He's 60 today. My God.
Right.
You ginger weasel, stay away from me when you get here.
Somebody just texted in to say, happy birthday, Ali. Roll on the 23rd of March.
Look at him. There's always one.
PJ. It's getting closer. Right, so you've one in the bag, courtesy of your beloved Ali Campbell. Here we go. Sharon Eve Whalon celebrating her birthday today.
Celebrate it, Sharon Eve Whalon.
I struggled so much trying to say Sharon Eve Whalon that I am. Went a bit pear shaped.
It all went a bit Eve Whalon.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
I like
Sharon Eve Whalons.
I like Sharon Eve Whalon. She's very serious.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say there's a lot of crack out of her now.
No,
I don't know. I've never met
her. In a previous
woman.
Life, we kind of encountered her. Because we were
did
doing
you?
This. Yeah, we did this thing in a previous radio environment. We did this thing where it was. Top Telly Totty. Right.
Oh, I'd say she didn't like that.
Didn't like that at all. Now, Brian Dobson won the man's one.
Right, yeah.
And he was absolutely delighted.
Yeah.
We gave him a little award and we did a chat with him and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. He was over the moon.
Bit of crack.
She was positively disgusted.
Oh, jeez. Did she give you grief?
Grief.
What did she say to you?
I am a serious journalist.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
sorry, Sharon. Sorry. Sorry.
Anne Doyle's better and she would have had crack. No, you'd be thinking, Anne Doyle would never be this fnarty about the whole thing. You know what I mean?
She wasn't impressed at all.
Oh, God, it's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's almost as if some people go on television and think you shouldn't be talking about them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I mean, it wasn't as though we were saying you're not also a fantastic journalist and a very intelligent person.
Yeah.
Just so happens that the people of this particular area we were broadcasting to happened to think you were also very attractive.
Telling you something, if you gave that to Anne Doyle, she would have turned up in a frock and all. She'd been there, hello, you fools. Let's have a party. Like, she's brilliant fun.
Yeah, and as I say, Dobbo took his in great spirits. He loved it. He attributed it to the makeup department in RTE putting them together every day.
Yeah.
Well, he was dead sound about it.
Yeah, I don't know.
But anyway.
There's no accounting for folk or whatever that say it is, I tell you something. Yeah. So, Sharon Nivailon. Right, you knock a few years off someone if they're cranky, because normally it ages you a little bit. Maybe she's the same age as me, 44.
Oh, 48.
Oh, jeepers. Oh, 48. Dear, I went the wrong way.
Right, now you're still
fantastic.
Chance.
You've still, you're not allowed to say that.
You've still... I know, you're right. She's a serious journalist. Two more.
Still looks fantastic all the same. Like, let's be honest about it. You know what I mean?
Oh, you know what you mean.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. You can't say it. That's all I'm saying.
I'd like to... How do you make an apology for that? I'd like to apologise for the compliments I gave.
Yeah. I'd like to retract all of the compliments that I previously paid out.
Yeah, sorry. I beg your pardon. And if from now on I refuse to say anything positive about you ever again.
Right. So, two left from Saturday. They're from tomorrow, okay? And one of them is John McEnroe.
Oh, I love John McEnroe.
Come on, you can do this, PJ. You can do this and set us up for a dramatic finish.
I really like John McEnroe.
I feel there's a dramatic finish on the way.
The problem with John McEnroe is he late 50s or early 60s?
Well, I'll tell you something. I'm going to help you out again. He's definitely early 60s.
Right.
Early now.
Oh! He's 61.
Oh, jeez. Why didn't you wait? I was trying to help you a bit more.
Oh.
He is 60. I didn't want to give it away and say it was another milestone birthday. People would have been claiming fix.
Well, I don't know. That was hardly helpful at all. We have a code here, Jim. And you know what I mean? You say milestone, you pretty much hand me the bat.
Well, that's it.
And then you... Yeah.
I was going to continue with the early.
Well, yeah, early.
Very
is one.
Early.
We're going to have to work out a code for us to cheat, because this actually playing it straight isn't working for us at all.
Yeah.
I'm not into it at all.
God, and I was looking forward to playing the dramatic music.
No,
right, and the last one
morning.
Then is rapper and actor Ice-T.
Yeah, boys! I used to really like Ice-T. When New Jack City and all came out and he went into the acting, that's when he came across to me, because I hate rap.
Yeah.
But he was brilliant. He was such attitude, didn't he? He was
Ice-T, is he the guy from, what is it, NCIS or...
Yeah, that's him,
that's,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, he
right,
got into
okay.
all the acting, he did all the cop shows and
right.
he did all those things, yeah. And then he got accused of selling out and everything, he's there. I didn't know, I only bought into it, I can sell out, man, mother. Flipper. Like, it was brilliant.
Yeah.
It was great. It was just such a brilliance. It was the real rise of sort of black actors and musicians coming into Hollywood in their own, you know, not just having to toe the white man sort of way of doing things. You know, they brought in their own culture. And it was the beginning of all that.
Yeah.
Because before that, it was just... Well,
sorry, I just love the way you came out with that expression.
Not toeing the white man. Yeah, they were showing the white man... That he belonged in the heel of the real man. Yeah, that was what it was. Yeah, all of that started.
Man.
Because remember, because before that it was like the likes of Sammy Davis Jr. and stuff, who are literally unbelievable. Brilliant, fantastic.
Yeah.
What and even fun. Like, I can't mention Bill Cosby. He's a horrible joke.
Probably not.
And then the only way black culture could really get its own niche after that was those mad B movies like Shaft and all, you know. Who's the man that's going to have a plane and got a shotgun in his platform shoes? It was all that stuff.
By the way, that's a great movie.
Yeah. But I think it was more made for you and me, though. You
oh,
know
right,
what I mean?
Yeah.
It was more made for white lads in Dublin than it was for the actual people who were in it. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know.
I
Jackie
don't know.
Brown. another great movie.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That was, yeah, okay, maybe I'm talking complete rubbish. All I'm saying is I just remember this time.
Yeah, basically all you wanted to get around to was the fact you loved Ice-T.
Yeah, and when Ice-T came on the TV and says, "This is the first wave, man," I was like, damn straight, I'm with you, brother. And he would have thought that was the most embarrassing thing he ever heard.
Somebody's texted in to say that Ice-T is in SUV. I have a feeling they might mean SVU.
SUV?
Because he drives an SUV.
That's someone giving me a clue what age he is. He's that old now, he's going around in a people carrier.
Exactly, yeah. I see him in a people carrier.
Yeah, he doesn't drive those
fancy
cars.
I have a feeling
cars.
They might have meant special victims unit.
Yeah, not him. Whatever you
not what's suburban S- or not what's the
utility sample? Vehicle
utility vehicle yeah yeah yeah.
What age is he then? That's the thing. He's
brand new show.
He's
suburban
57.
Utility vehicle starring Ice-T. How old is he?
57.
No, he's not. He's 61.
Oh, jeez, I'm all over the place. Well, well, I did my best.
And now you're up to date on your station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Great stuff. Thanks, Tara. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday.
Did you say 15 degrees?
Unbelievable.
I did. It's incredible. And apparently that's what we're going to be experiencing all over the weekend.
Oh, wow. So such good news. We're having such a weird morning here, though, aren't we, with temperature-wise?
Yes.
Because Mike said he had to crack frost off the car this morning. And
what?
It was one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what Mike
said. And it was like 1 degree. I said it was 8 or 9. My bike said it was 9 degrees. And I was on a bike. And I was like, it was lovely and warm.
It was really mild when
Narnia
I came out
was
of the
only
house
about
this
5, yeah.
Yeah, but that's you had it at 4.
I had it at 4 on my phone. So PJ had it. This is the temperature.
Yeah.
When we checked our phones together. Mike was 1 degree. PJ was 8.
Yeah.
And I was 4.
So who knows? It's the weirdest. It's real Jim McCabe weather, yeah.
Where did you check it? Where
on our phones.
On all our apps, like the MedAaron apps and the YR apps and stuff.
Yeah, right, yeah. Anarchy weather.
But all our phones were
PJ, PJ checked his on the radiator, did he?
Oh, for God's sake. As if the apps even work like that. I mean, honest to God.
Had your phone in your pocket or were you just happy to see us?
Oh dear, what's going on there?
Happy to see the sunshine.
9
but
degrees
not that happy.
In my trousers.
Anyway, get the shorts out this weekend.
Yeah.
Get your legs out.
Don't be encouraging him, Tara. God's sake, give us a rest, will you? Blondie and the Tide is High here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, almost 6:45 on this Friday. Happy Friday to you. Hopefully you're in good Friday form. Paddy the Chippy's looking forward to a good Friday. Any chance of a shout out for the better half, Kristen?
Absolutely. How
no
are you,
problem.
Kristen?
How are you, Kristen? It actually says, cheers, Paddy the Chip. So he's moved on from
he moved on.
Yeah.
The abbreviations. He's getting cool. He's gone on New Jack City. Like Ice-T. He's losing the PY.
Yeah, Paddy the Chip.
Paddy the Chip. Paddy the Chip sounds like a gangster, actually, doesn't he?
To be fair. And actually, Paddy a few people have just texted in since we were chatting about temperature and all that sort of stuff. They're saying, forget the phones, boys. If you didn't get the butter index, you don't know what the hell is going on.
It's literally the only thing we can count on.
Exactly.
The way things have gone this morning.
And Dexter of Dundalk has mentioned it.
Yeah, see, it's the only reliable source of weather, really.
We'll go back to Tara very shortly and we'll see if we can get the official butter index.
I think we know. It's going to be runny, I'd say, this morning.
Runny.
The way she's talking.
Lads, I'm out in the wilds of West Clare and my car says 8 degrees, but it's Baltic up here, says Brian.
You see, it's the weirdest morning ever when it comes to weather now, when temperature, like, not just...
There's somebody who lives out Mike's way saying 2 degrees in Lucan had to defrost the car.
What is going on? Like, let's be honest, you, me and Mike, we're not exactly a million miles from each other. And to think that it changes 8 degrees.
Obviously, I'm in a fairy tale world, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, you see, that's the thing. Jim can literally walk into any wardrobe in Ireland and just keep and be at home.
Yeah.
So it's slightly different. But for the rest of us normal people, me, Tara and Mike then.
Yeah.
And Hillbilly Jim then is different. But to think that there's that much variation in temperatures in such a short span. So what's it like? What's it like in Cork and Galway? Let us know.
Well,
this morning.
Margaret's been on says 8 degrees in Fermoy.
Right. Well, there you go. You see.
And I'm trying to see, is there any more here?
But so anyway, it's the same temperature from Fermoy all the way
to Dunleary.
To Dunleary,
and then it changes between
so
Dunleary and Lucan.
So that's coast to coast, east to south, and then as soon as you go 2 miles inland, Baltic.
Essie's having a lovely Friday. She got a cracking night's sleep last night. Slept like a log. So she got that. That's brilliant, isn't it? There's nothing better than when you've woken up after having a fantastic sleep.
Yeah.
Like, to wake up not tired.
It's such a nice thing.
It's amazing.
I ruined it
last night. So rarely happens.
I could have done it. And I was in bed and all at 8 o'clock. And I got stuck into this new thing on Netflix called Dirty John. And I have to say,
that'd be you, all right.
Yeah.
That'd be you.
That was me.
Valentine's night. There's you and Dirty
Me and Dirty John.
Oh, yeah, Dirty.
We're having a great one, having it off in the telly there. And it was brilliant. It was very, very good show. And I got carried away.
Late.
It was near 11 when I turned the lights. It was way too late.
Shocking,
yeah.
Shocking. Somebody says there's a car broke down in the fast lane of the M50. I think somebody will text in. It's not the fast lane. It's the outside lane. Right, okay. So the outside lane of the M50 at Finglas northbound, apparently a car broken down there. You can watch out for it. What else we got? Morning, lads. Happy Friday. What's this about? It's Joanne saying. Oh, yeah, here we go. Morning, lads. For my three boys, very excited about the Pats match tonight. My eldest son, Sean's 14 today. Happy birthday to you, Sean.
Happy birthday, Sean. Have a great night.
So, Pats, who did you say they were playing? Waterford, is it?
Pats are playing Cork tonight.
Oh, Cork.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Big shout out to Pat the Van Man, who brought me out for an early bird special on Wednesday instead of yesterday. No early bird for you tonight.
Oh. That's throwing some serious shades there, isn't it?
You better believe it. You better believe it. By the way, Darren's been on to say, PJ, if you're giving away your UB40 tickets, he'll certainly take them.
I wish I could. And do you know something, Darren? If I can give them away, you're the first on the list. There's no doubt about it.
No two ways about it.
Unfortunately, I'm under the orders and obligations of Jim McCabe and Magical Michael to go and give you a sort of a documented
review.
Yeah, documented review. This was my present,
critique,
by the way. Can I just once again say, my present. This is my present from the lads.
Denise, who's feeding the hungry in Ringsend in the ESB there, says, happy Friday, PJ and Jim. Was that Jason Byrne last night? Oh my God, hilarious.
Oh,
Jason is
where
fantastic
he was
in stand-up.
Oh, he's the best.
I love Jason's stand-up.
He's the best stand-up, the best Irish stand-up.
Last time I saw him was at the Vodafone thing. It's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. Also, somebody else was on saying, morning, lads. Good luck to St. Pat's. Oh, God, a lot of St. Pat's fans.
Well, where's all the Cork City fans this morning? You've got to stand up for yourselves.
Starting against Cork tonight, come on, the Super Saints. Is there somebody? Dean from Newbridge has been on as well, and there's a whole load of blooming degree texts have come in there. You look at the can of worms you've just opened there.
Well, I was curious.
And you're right, though. I'll grant you this, right? It is ridiculous. Somebody there, 2 degrees from Andy, and then you just scroll down a smidgen of a text here, and 10 degrees in Galway.
Oh, I see, I can't. It doesn't make sense. I'm sorry, it doesn't make sense.
9 degrees in Cortown.
Right, so that's okay, right? So that's the southeast, right?
Drogheda. The car was frozen at -1.
Okay, so that's the southeast, right? And the west, Galway, and Cork, all in around 8 to 10 degrees, right?
Yeah.
And then Lucan and Drogheda are the only places frosty. Like, it doesn't make a lick of sense. There's something going on. There's a scientist in a room in Drogheda. Oh, no, I wouldn't think there is. There's a scientist in a room near Drogheda, and he's absolutely petrified of whatever's going on.
Doesn't know what's going on. Yeah. It's the end of the world. Bizarre stuff. 2 degrees in Navan. Somebody else said as well.
Navan.
Very strange.
I can't understand how there can be just this little pocket. It just has me baffled, I'll be honest with you. It really does.
Anyway, whatever's going on weather-wise, hopefully you're setting yourself up for a decent Friday. Happy Friday to you. Thanks for hanging out with us. We've plenty going on. The big news, of course, we'll be revealing later on some of the instruments that Sweet Sausage will be taking on the road for our inaugural gig. It's honestly well worth sticking around. That's on the way after 8. Ahead of that, of course, a chance to win huge cash on Who the Man over the grand, and we might even throw a few quid in.
Yeah, I think we should.
Trying to remember what it is. Are we close to 1,100?
I'll tell you exactly
now. Is it 1,090 or something?
We are on 1,090. Yeah, let's make it 1,100.
Exactly.
Let's do that for the day that's in it.
Because that's what we do.
1,100 snapperoos. That's my own slang for money because I said it wrong. That's what it is on Who the Man today.
And of course, definitely a winner to come on the breakfast table quiz. And still only 10 to beat going into a Friday. That's very doable.
Very doable there for the taking today.
Chance to stay in a posh hotel. In sweet.
And don't forget yesterday's controversy on the breakfast table quiz too.
The drama. The nation had to decide.
Anyway, Mr. Monday is still in there, which was by the skin of his teeth.
Yeah. All of that to come. Great tune. The Cardigans in my favourite game. Love that song. Haven't heard it in ages. It's a cracking tune.
It's a good song, isn't it?
Great riff in it.
Yeah, great.
I thought I'd use that term now
great
because we're going to be going
riffing.
We're going to be going full band, you know.
Yeah,
so
we're
just
going
thought
full
I'd
band
throw in a musical term.
Sweet Sausage.
I love that riff.
It's coming up.
It sounds slightly better in the original, to be
fair. I couldn't remember what riff meant, which sort of leads me right into what I was going to talk about, to be honest. I'm getting there. I'm 44 now in April.
Yeah.
44. And, granted, compared to Jim, I'm only a snapper. But, you know, I'm getting to that stage where I'm just not remembering things the way I used to. nostalgia's kicked in as well. I sort of remember terrible times as if they were the good old days, which is a terrible affliction. But now there's a new pill. A new pill is being brought out. A drug that could halt the muddled memory and temporary forgetfulness of senior moments, they call it. Oh. So, you know those moments where you walk into the kitchen and you go, what the hell am I doing in here? I was coming in to get... Was I hungry or was I looking for the car keys? And then you hear a voice going, did you find it yet? You go, yeah.
Yeah.
And you still don't know what you're looking for. Now, those moments where you just, you can't find a remote control and you had it in your hand a second ago.
Yeah.
A second ago. Those, you know those moments where you can't remember if you finished your sandwich or you think the dog took it.
Yeah.
And then someone tells you, you ate that, you idiot.
I tell you, the best one I ever heard, right? There's a mate of mine who is genuinely, you know, worthy of the term senior.
Yeah.
And he rang another mate of mine, a fella that he works with, right? And he said to him, did I leave my phone in your car? I cannot find it anywhere at all. And your man had to say to him, what are you ringing me on? Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Did I ring you? Yeah.
Have you seen me? Did I leave my
phone?
Did I leave my mobile in your car?
Yeah, one part, I worked with a director. She did that as well. She was on the phone to our fella in front of us going, I can't find my phone. What am I going to do? I can't find... Nordy, obviously. Now everyone knows who I'm talking about. It doesn't matter.
Great, that's brilliant.
But it was that sort of thing. And he goes, think, Sinead. And she was like, I can't, what do you mean, think? I tell you I'm in trouble here. And then she finally realised. And then when she realised, she just goes, oh, yeah, feck, I need you. She gave him grief. For, you know, there you go.
Unbelievable.
But that's
there was a famous one as well. It was a golf club up in Realmwood or whatever. This is true as God. And this fella came in after it. And he was having his, going to have a shower, right? And he said, oh my God, I'm about to lose him the keys. He was in a kind of like a camper van thing, but no, it wasn't. It's not a camper van, but whatever, something like that, right? I'm not losing the key of the blimp. Oh, jeepers, tonight. Oh, for God's sake. And I swear to God, the lads all went back out, to be fair to
them.
They all went back out to look. And it was on a thing around his neck.
Oh, like every day, you know, like there's a running joke in the gym now where did PJ leave his locker key? It's a running joke. Every single day, right? You go into the gym to be healthy. Every single session, I can't find my key. And there's classes going on now. I'm walking around.
What are you meant to do with it? What, like?
Well, I obviously don't know what I'm meant to do with it. I would have done it, wouldn't I? I don't know. Every single day. And every
single... Does it need to have a key, yeah? Is it a lock that needs a key? You can't just put a padlock on it or something.
No, no.
Or
you need
a combination
the
lock.
Key. No. You have to take the key with you. And every day. And that's what I do. That's the most awful thing ever. I blame the system.
Yeah.
It's not my fault.
Yeah. You should have known there'd be old people in
here. You should have known there was an angel coming in here every day. And every single day, my dog's bowl with water is in the same spot, right?
Right.
Every single day, I mop up the water because I stand in the bowl of water. Every single day.
Brilliant.
But there's a new drug coming and it's going to get rid of all of this. Scientists are saying this daily pill, it'll clear the brain fog, roll back your memory by decades. So it'll improve your memory as well.
Wow.
And it's such a good drug, they hope, that it'll be able to maybe help the delay of onset Alzheimer's.
Brilliant.
Maybe help people who suffer from depressive disorders. All of these
quality
things. But it's, and they're going into human trials within 2 years, so it could be within the next decade or so. It could be out there.
Could be the potential end to senior moments.
There. So it could start delaying all these onset things, these little problems that we get, the little everyday forgetfulness that you seem to get when you get a little bit on.
Yeah,
you know those things. Yeah.
But it won't. Won't affect those memories that you never want to have again. The ones that you've suppressed.
They probably will, yeah.
Because you can't bear to think
about
them.
Look, there's a price to be paid. Like, and in fairness, you have to sort of deal with it. I get to the stage now, I actually forget what food I like. You know that? That's really bad.
You know, you forget what food you like.
Like, you know, like me dad forgot our names. He used to confuse us with the dog. You'd walk in, you'd go through everyone he ever met before he get to you.
Yeah.
Harry, Jim, Fido, Brown, Helen, Sean. PJ, that's it. PJ, jeez, I got it. And he's so delighted he'd open a can. You know what I mean? He was celebrating himself. He was delighted.
That was fantastic, especially if he was about to give out to you. If he was about to give you a piece of his mind, by the time he remembered your name, it was like, oh, I can't actually be bothered doing this anymore.
There was times to come in and he'd be looking at you going, you, go home to your own house. I'm your son. Well, who's the red-headed fella? He's the neighbour's son. Well,
one of yous go home.
Well, both of yous go in there. Sleep in his house tonight. I'm not able for this. Helen, do I like ham? Why do I want ham? Do I like it? And what are you making? Oh, beef. I don't know if I like that either.
I'll tell you something, we're spoiling you today with the tunes. My God, another belter.
Yeah, I wish I could say the same, but I actually can't remember what we played this morning. It's gone.
The Avengers and Broken Land here at Classic Hits.
Pity we didn't write it down on the record sleeve, but we were playing there.
Almost 20 past 7, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday to you. Feel good Friday here at Classic Hits. Friday 15th of February, 087-188-0008, by the way, if you want to give us a shout. Brian's birthday today. He's 45, PJ. And he
happy
says, look,
birthday.
Just roll with the 40s. Sorry, it's Barry.
Look
Barry
at that. Brian. Look how forgetful we are. I just got to stand out all morning now. Now that we know
I had it right from the start. I did the old 6 minutes past nine instead of 9 minutes past six, so.
Yeah, well, it's too late for straight me. Away. And too look at this cheeky me. Son. Who's that? Life's not been very good to PJ, has it? He's only 44. Well, excuse me. I don't know who that is.
You always be dubious about people that don't put their name on text.
Yeah, tell you something. Smarty pants.
Keyboard warriors, eh?
And no picture either. Picture of a lovely dog, so he knows he has me distracted. So I can't react.
By the way, speaking of lovely dogs, Frank and Roisin.
Frank and Roisin, that's Neve's dogs.
They're the name of Neve's dogs.
I love dogs with human names.
Frank and Roisin.
The fella used to cut me hair in town on Thomas Street, and he had a pit bull called Sharon. And I think it was one of the greatest names for a dog ever.
Yeah.
Makes it so cuddly, like, you know?
Yeah. My dog, when I was a kid, the last dog I had was called Bobby.
Ah, yeah, great name. Yeah, great name for a dog.
Yeah.
There's a new little Staffordshire Terrier in my life I'm looking after all the time. Stella.
Stella.
Yeah, lovely. Lovely. It makes you really like him even more, I think.
A Staffordshire Terrier.
Called Stella, yeah. Called Stella the Staffordshire Terrier. And what a lovely little dog she is, too.
Proper order, too. Anyway, listen, 087-188-0008 if you do want to give us a shout. Somebody's been on. Tony, your mate from the underwater, whatever they do underwater.
Oh, the underwater search unit. Yeah, they're
says
great.
Says it's nearly skinny-dipping weather. Well,
I tell you something.
Half the country would agree with you, Tony. The other half are apparently freezing their...
Oh. Yeah. And I agree with you, Tony, and I don't like agreeing with you because of what you called me on the radio before, remember? He said, you're making... Oh, yeah, that was it. We were in the boat.
Yeah, and when he called pulled up and over. Said you were embarrassing.
And we thought it was something to do with the event, you know, because we were in the RNLI boat at the time. And he called us over and we were like, right, yeah, what? The underwater lads want to chat. I wonder if something happened. PJ, get them birthdays, brother, will you? You make a right tick of yourself every morning. So there you go. But I'm on your side this time, Tony.
But it's mad, they're still texting in. People texting in 11 and 12 degrees. Other people saying it's 1 degree, 2 degrees. Bizarre.
Bizarre country.
Crazy little country we have.
It is.
And Tracy reckons you should get one of those pills. Tracy in Galway, get one of those pills, give it to your man of the moment, Declan Rice. And he might forget that he's declared for England.
Yeah, he might remember where his loyalties should lay. Sniggledy snake.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm done with him. Who
by the
cares
way,
about him?
By the way, Paddy Power... We salute you lately.
Oh, the stuff, advertising.
Stuff that Paddy Power is doing with Rodri Giggs. Rodri Giggs is Ryan Giggs' brother, right?
Yeah.
Who Ryan Giggs famously had an affair with his wife.
He did.
For 8 years or something. And Paddy Power have done this stuff with Rodri Giggs, and the ads are just brilliant.
They're brilliant. Yeah, they've another one out there on there.
And they've literally jumped on the Declan Rice thing at the moment.
They have. It's just so good. It's obviously filmed on the phone or something, because they do that. They think of these things and make them so quick.
Yeah. Paddy Power's advertising stuff is just brilliant.
They're very
hats
good.
Off to whoever's responsible for all of that. Anyway, 7:23. Let loose, crazy for you. Almost 21 minutes to 8 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy Friday. Friday 15th of February. Hopefully you're in good form. Looking forward to the weekend. Looks like it could be a decent weekend. Tara's saying that the high temperatures for this time of year could last the entire weekend.
Looks fantastic, yeah.
Which
could
is
be great.
So a bit of clear skies with that and we'd be more than happy.
Yeah, it's not going to be blistering sunshine, but I tell you, considering when we were getting geared up for the Beast of the East last year,
yeah,
it's pretty good. Looks pretty good to me. That's
you better believe it. 21 minutes to 8 o'clock, we got Who the Man on the way for €1,100, 087-188-0008 if you fancy having a play at that. Happy Friday, a feel-good Friday, and I tell you, thank you so much for the amount of WhatsApps,
was crazy.
The amount of texts, the amount of, well, specifically the amount of tweets and Facebook posts when we did our poll on the nation's favourite crisp.
Yeah.
It was a phenomenal response.
I tell you, we really didn't think it was going to take off the way it did, considering it was kind of an accident, actually.
Yeah.
That, was it because you went off on one looking for free crisps that had happened?
Don't say it like that.
I think that's what it was.
It was a conversation. I casually mentioned to you that, I do love savoury snacks.
What?
Crisps and stuff.
Listen to the
spoof. It was a casual mention.
Basically what happened was, in a very roundabout way, we talked about a Toblerone ice cream. Some free ones arrived. Then Jim realised his favourite thing in the world was crisps. And we got talking about crisps. He started fishing for them. And that led to us trying to find out, well, what is the best crisp in the world?
Did I know that the very nice people at Iceland were listening at the time?
No,
did I know
did.
That? How could I know that?
Listen to him. Listen to him being specific about who sent them at all. When he couldn't care less if they came from if they came from anyone. If it was just a lad ran around the spa for him, he'd have been delighted.
Not at all.
But there you go.
But anyway,
and so now he's pretending they're all mates in case they might send more. Look, unbelievable.
So it prompted us to do this little poll to ask the question.
Yeah, but we didn't really think so many people were going to take part. Thousands of people took part.
It was
It actually
turned into a proper poll.
So it actually turned into a pretty definitive poll, and it's in the Star today. It's featured in the Daily Star today. If you're buying your newspaper, you'll see us in there. Page 7. It says, Tato, get the taste of victory, because it's been broken down, all the ratios and statistics. I think we have the official ones here.
Tato, it won by a landslide. I think it got, what's it, 53 or 56% or something?
Yeah, 53%. 53% of people say Tato, the old bag of Tato, is still
crisp.
The greatest one. King Cheese and Onion came in second place with 28% of the vote, which is pretty good going. The Irish family run Keogh's Cheese and Onion, my personal favourites, the one I voted for.
They came in third.
Yeah, but with 8%, so it shows what's left.
Yeah.
After the two big ones. It really is Fianna Fáil and Fianna Gael. And then after that, it's just, you know, it's the also
selection
round,
of independence.
Isn't it? Yeah, so you call, that makes Keogh's the Sinn Féin of crisps, I suppose, does it? I think it does. So they came in there. And also in the top 10, O'Donnell's Cheese and Onion, Hunky Dory's Cheese and Onion, Walker's Cheese and Onion. They were Mike's
favourite. By the way, it is the reason the PJ is specifying Cheese and Onion is because Tato were actually in the top 10 twice.
They were, yeah.
Because at number 10, their salt and vinegar one made it in.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know what sort of weirdo takes a salt and vinegar crisp over a cheese and onion crisp. I'm sure they're out
there. No, I would choose cheese and onion, but I'm not, you know, not averse to it. I'm not getting into it again because you'll only slag it.
Well, no,
I'm saying no more. Look
at Magical Michael's ears propped up. He's a salt and vinegar man, isn't he? Yeah, look, unbelievable.
Yeah.
You just, every day you think you've hit the bottom with Magic Mike, and every day he bounces right back up and disappoints
you
for it.
Hit the bottom? Yeah, you can't rain on a man because he likes a salt and vinegar crisp.
Oh, can you not? How many thousands of people took part in this?
I mean, I will...
And proved their passion towards crisps, and then he goes and acts like it's not important.
I'll
like,
agree
it doesn't say
you.
Everything about the man.
I'll agree with you. He is weird because he does like white chocolate. That makes him very
strange.
There you
go. That's the type of person who likes salt and vinegar crisps.
Yeah, yeah.
White chocolate avocado munchers, like Michael Hogan. That's who it is. I'll tell you something.
So thank you very much to The Star for featuring that, our little poll. And you'd see a page 7 of The Star today. And thank you, everybody, who actually cast a vote on Facebook and Twitter.
It was huge numbers, yeah. Can we post the exact statistics on our social media stuff? Yeah, and you can have a look at it because a resounding response, it's safe to say. Resounding.
We're very proud of this poll. It's the first one that we've done that actually turned out to be somewhat official.
It's basically scientific now.
That's
you know,
we
do the survey of the day every day. This is our self-created survey of the day.
Actually feature as our own survey of the day today.
Yeah, and now we also know that we can ring fence Mike and stay away from the smelly salt and vinegar head off him. You know, that's a helpful thing too. All we need now is to find out who's eating cheesels and never go near them again. Get them sacked.
Tato, just well done to you, by the way, just to say well done on being the nation's favourite
crisp.
Here
he is now. Watch. Look where he's going with this.
I'm going to say that. Yeah. Well done. I can understand why they're so popular. They are lovely.
There's a real bang of smoky bacon off this now. I can tell you that much.
Now, who the man?
Classic hits.
Who the man? Who the man? Win the cash if you can. Are they big? Are they small? If you know, tell us all. Look out. Here comes
who the man? Now, it's not Double Money Monday, even though I said it was. It's actually Friday. It's the weekend. We're heading in. And it doesn't make a difference because the money is still, well, it's nice and chunky, let's be honest. And we're going to throw in a couple of fivers. €1,100 what it's going to be. All for you if you can tell us, who is this?
Man.
And that's about the size of it. New clue is top class. All the clues as normal. Or not all the clues, but all the wrong answers on classichits.ie. And we'll get struck straight in. It's Bear Callaghan. Bear, is that right in Cork?
Yeah, hi, good morning.
Hey, Bear, how's things with you? Any plans for the weekend?
No, just the kids will be having midterm break now.
Is it that already?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I swear to God, what's it like now? I often find it. Remember years ago when the midterm break?
They're not only just back in school.
Yeah, it feels like that.
Wow.
Remember the midterm break when your parents would be absolutely disgusted they had to have you at home?
Yeah, yeah. What do you mean I have to mind you? What's wrong with your teachers?
Yeah.
They want the holiday. Oh, that's ridiculous.
Go into school anyway.
They never do any work.
Climb over the wall. Go in anyway. Yeah. You'd be grand. Play in there. Don't want to see you. But that was when you weren't allowed into your own house.
Oh, yeah.
How times
yeah.
have changed. There's no play dates
it's
then.
Like the summertime. Basically, once it got to, whatever, 9 o'clock, get out!
Yeah, and then come back when it gets dark.
Yeah, when the sun goes down.
Don't let me worry about you. I want you home by 11 o'clock. It is July. Right, so, Bear, what do you think? Who is it?
My guess is the Irish horse racing trainer, Aidan O'Brien.
Aidan O'Brien.
Very successful trainer, too.
Right, so, not a bad guess at all. What do you reckon, Mike?
I'm going to fill you in here real quick.
Whoa! Fill you in.
I like that. Sorry for that. I like that.
Good stuff. Bear, listen, happy Friday to you. Have a good day. Good weekend. Thanks for having a bash.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Okay. Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye
now.
Off to Limerick now. It's Julie London. Hiya, Julie.
Morning.
How's things with you? Any weekend plans for you?
Heading home to Scotland for the weekend.
To Scotland? All right. Where in Scotland are you going?
Glasgow.
Right. So, jeepers, there's an accent we don't get every day. It's nice to hear it.
And Julie, come on now, because today is the start of the League of Ireland today, right? So we need to know your affiliation.
I'd say
Glasgow is a very divided city. Come on, Julie.
I'll keep quiet on that one.
Oh! I think it speaks volumes.
I'll play neutral, yeah.
I think we've got a Marty Pello on our hands here.
Good stuff.
I'd say you're getting sick of that question, do you? Everybody must ask you when you say Glasgow.
Yeah, a few people have asked it, yeah.
That's good. I'll ask you now again before we hang up, just in case.
What has you in Ireland, by the way, Julie?
Travel.
What are you going to say?
She's
not saying anything.
We won't answer that one.
This is great question.
This is fantastic.
Our business.
Yeah. All right, okay.
Yeah.
I tell you something.
I love you. You're the shadiest character we've ever had.
Absolutely.
On Who the Man. Chief Constable of the PSNI on the phone this morning. What do you reckon, Julie? We'll try and give you some quids. Who is it?
Paul Pogba.
Do you know something? I'll be raging if it is. If he was under me nose like that and I didn't get a idea.
I would have never thought that.
Can you play it there really quickly?
Yeah, of course.
Man. Right, yeah.
It's possible, yeah.
It is possible.
Interesting.
Right, what do you reckon, Mike? Paul Pogba.
It's a red card for you. It's a no.
Oh, sorry about that, Julie.
Okay, no problem.
Right. And
best
of luck this weekend, whatever you're doing.
Yeah,
thanks
yeah. And Julie, by the way, we won't tell anybody anything about you. Your secrets are safe with us.
Good man.
Okay. See you later, Julie.
Bye. Take care. Right, so not Paul Pogba.
No, not Paul Pogba.
And not the other person that was guessed.
I really need these memory pills. I have to get them.
Yeah, well, it wasn't them anyway.
I'm disaster.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Black Box right on time here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock. Happy Friday to you, Friday 15th of February. Good to have you along. A feel-good Friday as always here at Classic Hits. And a very special day. Because this is the day.
Oh, I tell you.
When we reveal how sweet sausage may be lining up come the... I forgot the date again.
Something to
29th,
March.
29th, is it?
I think so, yeah.
In the voodoo rooms in Cork at our next big listener bash.
God, I tell you something.
When sweet sausage take to the stage. Anyway, so we had to prepare for it, naturally.
So, yeah, we have to learn instruments. We've got a couple of weeks to do it. A few weeks. What, 5 weeks to learn an instrument, to pick an instrument, to get it together, to do our rehearsals, to make Sweet Sausage not just a dream in Michael Hogan's eye, but to make it an actual reality, an on-stage band ready to perform.
Now, so you're taking basically three... Okay, Mike has some sort of musical background. He plays the odd bit.
Yeah, he can blow into a whistle, basically.
Yeah. I mean, okay, you know, I played the drums when I was younger, but as the famous saying goes, a drummer is a bloke who hangs around with musicians.
Yeah.
So musically, not gifted.
And
then there was your famous trumpet episode with Bionic Rats.
As good as it gets. Now, I did try and play bass guitar as a young fella.
How did that go?
I tried it. So there, that's all we need to know. So we went to Walton's out in Blanchardstown. We went out to Walton's out there, Walton's Music Store. Probably the most famous purveyors of musical instruments around the country. They have one of pretty much every musical instrument ever made.
Yeah, it was an incredible store, actually. It's huge.
Yeah,
huge.
And I would say check it out. If you're like us, maybe you shouldn't. But if you have any sort of musical talent or inkling, it's not a bad place to go, that's for sure.
And we were very well looked after, by the way. Dan and Matt are the lads that we met out there. Dan Monaghan is the guy that kind of we had a bit of a chat with. Because naturally enough, before we pinned our colours to the mast, we had to kind of... Well, we thought it best maybe to seek some advice.
Well, of course, yeah. Otherwise, we'd all be sitting here with, you know, what would we be sitting here with? Three flutes. Well, that's the best way to describe it. That's what we should have called the band, actually.
To be honest with you, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Sweet Sausage may be under review. But anyway, yeah, we had a chat to see if we could pick up any sort of advice.
Has anyone ever done it and learnt an instrument in 4 weeks before?
Not that I know of.
Okay, we're off to a good start. It's a good start so far. So, okay, let's start at the basics then. If you were to try and give us a bit of advice about... Because this store is phenomenal. It's literally every possible type of instrument you could imagine. What should we be looking at?
The most simple one you can get, a kazoo.
Kazoo? I like this man already.
No, just something like maybe a ukulele or something like that. Easy chords, easily played, you know.
Yeah, so you were saying you sell a lot of ukuleles. They're popular for people looking for an easy way in, yeah?
Yeah, huge at the moment. A lot of the chords are one finger, you know, that kind of way, so it's...
I think we may have found our instrument, to be perfectly honest with you. Just a matter of interest, what's the most popular instrument you have in the store?
Definitely ukuleles, I'd say, as well. Yeah, we sell a lot of them.
And who's buying them? Who's buying ukuleles? Are they all Mad L ones?
No, all ages. Right from the bottom up.
Right, so a ukulele, anything else now that we could likely master in kind of 4 weeks?
Triangle.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying. We're trying to keep Jim away from triangles because he is really trying to go for the easy way out on this one. So anything else for Jim? Something I was thinking, like a cello.
A cello,
yeah, they're not making it too easy for him there now.
Just a matter of interest, what's the most difficult one to play?
Cello.
Oh my God, thanks for that, PJ.
No,
cheers,
right.
Appreciate that. And the other thing I just wanted to ask, just while we're here anyway, I know it's not necessarily connected to the Sweet Sausage event, but what's the most expensive thing you have in this store?
Probably the Yamaha grand piano downstairs. It's about €25,000.
Do you really sell a lot of instruments of that sort of money? Would you sell?
We sell a few, yeah. Yeah, people buy them. People do buy them.
And again, if you don't mind me asking, what does a fella look like? Look, he's after 25 grand piano. Do they play it or is it just an ornament? Like a really good coffee table?
They do play them, yeah.
I just love the idea of a guy walking around Blanchardstown with a monocle, top hat and tails, looking for the best place to get a 25 grand piano.
I would like to meet that man, in fairness. If he's out there, I'd love to meet him.
It would be good. So that was our chat with Dan, right? To try and get some advice before we set off to pin our colours to the mast and choose our instruments that we're actually going to perform on stage. So the three of us, Magic Mike, PJ and myself, we ventured off into the store to sort of have a bit of an experiment. You know, it's kind of a try before you buy thing.
Well, absolutely. It's like dogs and football teams. You don't choose them. You have to let them choose you.
Is that what happened for you? You were waiting for a calling from an instrument, were you?
Exactly. I was waiting for an instrument to say, I am what you've been looking for.
Well, did PJ get his calling? Well, this is what happened.
So first of all, here we have the Suzuki harmonica, the Folkmaster. Blow through the holes and you can draw back in and the note changes. So if you want to give it a go, you can.
I tell you, Don Baker, sit yourself down.
Yeah, he's going to need to.
Fantastic, buddy. Nothing like the tune we're about to play, but that's not important.
So what else have we got?
Beside me here we have what's called a melodica. There's two different ways of playing it. There's a long tube, which PJ now is demonstrating.
It's got a
series of keys, and you basically blow into that and play the keys, which corresponds to like a piano.
I'm genuinely impressed by that because it actually looked like PJ was just getting breath tested for being over the limit, to be honest. So if we move away from that then, what other options have we got?
Next up, we have some kind of string instruments here, the ukulele.
Can't do anything. That's about the best of my playing ability. Not very good, considering this is supposed to be the easiest instrument to play in the shop, right?
Can you not do your Depeche Mode on that, no?
No, I can't. Not. There's no buttons on it.
Next we have the grand.
Now look at it. I mean, this is... I'm actually a little bit scared even holding this. Okay, so I know it's a violin, right? I mean, is there literally anything I can do to start that might actually get a tune that doesn't sound like a cat being destroyed?
Just lightly rub the bow along the strings. And okay, well, if you kind of angle it a little bit.
Will I bother pressing any strings at all?
I wouldn't, no. You can play them open.
When your first lesson is, where does the noise come out? It sort of shows that 5 weeks isn't really going to be enough, is it?
Okay, wait for people. Here we go. I don't think you're going to beat that note. Although on the way back.
I'll
tell you something. Sounds a bit Sherlock Holmes to me.
Andre Rieu is absolutely cacking himself.
So I was just chatting with Dan and Matt, trying out a few instruments. And by the way, Magic Mike has popped up a video on us. Magic Spielberg Mike Hogan.
He's amazing.
Has popped up a video on social media. You'll be able to check it out on Facebook and Twitter. And you can actually see that happening. Well worth having a look. It's a cracking video.
I think so, yeah. He sort of summed up basically the lost nonsense of three men in water that's a little bit deeper than they were expecting.
Exactly.
That's a nicer way to put it, but we're lost in it.
So what it's boiled down to is, okay, we think we've pinned our colours to melodica, is it?
The melodica.
The harmonica.
Yeah.
The
a bit
tin
of
whistle. A kazoo.
Yeah.
An egg.
A bit of ukulele.
A tambourine.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, will be the sweet sausage lineup on the 29th of March in the Voodoo Rooms. Yeah.
Now,
it's the 29th of March, by the way, Mike. Yes, it is.
I know there's people out there saying, how can you choose so many instruments when there's only three men? Because we got a backup plan.
Yeah.
And when you can't play one, you're better off not playing two.
Right, so that's what it's going to be. That's the challenge. We've got five-ish weeks to
five
try
weeks.
And master at least a tune.
At least a tune.
On multiple instruments.
Out of all those instruments. We couldn't really make our mind up. That's basically what happened. So we took as many instruments as we could. We chose the cheapest instruments in the shop and we took them, okay? Give us a break.
Maroon 5 and This Love here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim, 8:22. By the way, can I just say I'm very impressed with your Depeche Mode's little bit there.
Yeah, it's the only thing I know how to play.
Melodica.
I only know how to play the first bit, but I got into the second part of the chorus, so obviously well, I went a bit wrong. Thank you, nobody, for pointing that out, by the way. I appreciate it.
I thought you did very well. Actually, if you check out PJ or the video, you'll see PJ doing another rendition of that 1 10-second snip of Depeche Mode on another instrument.
On another instrument, the xylophone.
Yeah.
Now, funny enough, we didn't take the xylophone with us because we had enough to be dealing with, and apparently that's
took him a while. PJ
to
thought it was a keyboard at first, but then he finally got his head around it.
You know what I mean? They look like they're
you're right. There's wooden keys things.
I saw one playing like that in the Flintstones once, so I didn't see why it wouldn't work that way when
exactly.
I was there.
Exactly. Some people saying, lads, you could give the old tin foil on the comb a go.
Larry on the rank. Do you remember that?
That's fantastic.
That's after bringing me right
gone
back.
That way. We probably should have gone that way, and maybe the spoons,
whatever,
as opposed to actual instruments. Somebody saying tin whistle isn't too hard. Should be grand. Look forward to seeing you on the 29th of March. Tin whistle, that might be Magic Mike's forte.
I think we're kind of depending on Mike's tin whistle to be the backbone of the band.
Yeah, to be honest with you.
That's why we're kind of relying on that.
PJ and myself.
He's basically the entire rhythm section with a tin whistle and nothing else and a foot.
Yeah, we may end up, PJ and myself, being backing dancers.
I think that might be the size of it.
That might be what actually happens.
And unfortunately, the only thing I'm worse at than playing an instrument is dancing. So I really don't know what I have to offer here.
It's going to be quite a gig. 29th of March, Voodoo Rooms. It's the next big listener party. Yeah, and of course, the highlight will be the unveiling of Sweet Sausage. First ever live performance.
Definitely stop telling people where it is. That's a good start.
You're right, that's a flaw.
Yeah, definitely that's a bad idea. But anyway.
We're open to suggestions. If anybody has a suggestion as to who would be a great mentor, great musical mentor. Do we know any multi-instrumentalists?
Like a one-man band?
Yeah. Like somebody who could play, what did we choose? Harmonica? Melodica.
Yeah, ukulele.
Ukulele.
Tambourine.
Yeah. Anybody who could, who's a master of all.
Probably any sorts of secondary school teacher, I'd say, can do all of those things.
Yeah.
More so than any real actual sort of musician that makes money doing it. Because they have to learn all these things.
It's hard to believe that things could actually have gotten worse than having to learn to yodel and speak Irish. I thought they were the absolute lows in their career.
I thought that would be hard as it would get.
Yeah. Yes, looks like it's right up there, I can tell you.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll keep you informed. Next stage. Next stage is the learning process. So if anybody's any suggestions as to a fabulous mentor, feel free to let us know.
I'd rather they didn't. At this stage, I just kind of want to black this whole experience out. I'll be honest with you. I'm really struggling here.
Edwin Collins, A Girl Like You, here at Classic Hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim, 20 to 9 on a Feel Good Friday. Happy Friday, and thanks as always for hanging out with us. Much appreciated. Do tell a friend, and then tell a friend to tell a friend, and then, as PJ says, just start telling strangers.
Telling strangers. Tell anybody that wants to... Well, not they don't have to want to listen. Just make them listen.
Make them listen.
There you go. Listen, by the way, you know, we have a lot of words in Ireland that we use that we take for granted, I think. I think it's fair to say we take them for granted. Like, words that we use that nobody else has a clue what we're saying. So, you know, if you're in a way and you say, ah, oh, jeez, that's deadly.
Yeah.
People think you might be dangerous. You know, it sounds like it's dangerous.
The famous
what we
one,
actually mean is it's brilliant,
the
right?
The famous one is crack, isn't it?
Crack, of course.
The crack is 90.
Which
the
I think they've sussed it now. I think they've sussed it. There was a time that would get you in
that
trouble going through an American border.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's it.
I'm here for the crack.
Yeah, I think we actually use that as to sell Ireland now, don't we?
Yeah.
Come for the crack. And people, for some reason, that we've explained it to the world at this stage.
That it's not a drug related.
And then you get them, you know, like, what's the other ones? Yeah, the shift. You know, if you were going for the shift in America, people would think you were going to rob something. And the way we also, I remember being in New York, and there was a guy working with us in New York, and he just couldn't believe Irish people say, me pen. You know, instead of my pen.
Give us me pen.
Give us, where's me car?
Instead of my car.
He was like, what's this me car? What's a me car? Why is it me pen? We were like, no, it's just me car. Like, you know, just show me the way to me car. You know, it was all that. He just thought that was bananas. But now, a politician in the States, he's a representative in the States, Brendan Boyle is his name. And he's
there's a lad who doesn't have Irish heritage.
His father's from Donegal.
A name like Brendan Boyle.
And this is where the trouble starts. His father's from Donegal, and now he wants to try and make the word Egypt everyday vocabulary in England, I nearly said, in America. He's on a campaign. He started a Twitter campaign. He's on a mission to make the word Egypt widely used in America. Says, few people who follow me will understand what I'm talking about, but those who do will surely appreciate it. And then he says, I wish I had a dollar for every time I heard Brendan, don't be an Egypt, when I was growing up. So he loves the word so much, he thinks American politics hasn't got enough going on, you know, with Trump in the White House and all of that. And he thinks the one thing they really need is to be able to use the word Egypt in the States.
If you are going to use the word Egypt,
now is a good time.
American politics is a fairly good place to be using it.
I know, yeah.
At the moment.
Wouldn't you love if Trump took it on?
Yeah.
I would, anyway. You, Mr. Boyle, are in Egypt. You don't know what you're talking about. You're a total gomda. You're a sleeving Egypt jackass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, Amadon.
Amadon. You want to hear them using all the words, don't you? You do. I do, anyway.
Good.
You want to say to me, use Kaylee.
It's always entertaining then when somebody takes it and they kind of pronounce it in a sort of a funny way. You know, Irish people say Egypt and it's just Egypt.
Yeah.
But you, sir, are in Egypt.
Yeah, they will be like
what,
that way.
Sorry, what? You, sir, are in Egypt.
Such thing, Americans, they do ruin things. They do.
Anyway,
you, sir, are in Egypt.
I'm not sure we can allow this to happen. Didn't you give me a big lecture about cultural appropriation?
I did.
About how, you know...
You're dead right,
we're
actually
not allowed to eat Chinese food anymore.
No, that's why we have our own version of it.
Yeah.
Chinese people never eat chips and chicken balls. Will you stop? That's
correct.
What we did that to the Chinese. That's something... They came over. They were like, we have noodles and duck and we've all these...
Dumplings and...
Yeah, and we were like, yeah, no, we'll just have chicken balls and curry sauce. We did... That's not Chinese. It's like we did the same to the Italians.
Yeah.
The Italians came over. All. Linguine, like ravioli, but like all these pastas, these incredible things, the lasagnas they
made. Bolognians.
And we were like, yeah, no, we'll have a snack box with two breasts and a bag of chips. Like, that was us. We imposed that upon them. So we did that. But I know what you're saying. It is...
So now we're
nowadays, where everybody
a piece
gets
of our
offended
language
for everything, and it's so easy to offend people, this is maybe the Irish chance to look at America and say, cultural appropriation, man. It was okay when you called it St. Patty's Day. We just about forgave you for
that's
wearing
terrible
leprechaun hats on
St.
Patty's Day, but we're not letting you take Egypt. Egypt's ours.
Yeah.
You're Egypt's. We're
only allowed to call you Egypt's.
Yeah, so take
that. It's an Irish thing.
It is an Irish thing, but I kind of like
mind
it.
You, to be fair.
I like Americans mispronouncing things. When they come over and they say, we're going to Galway and Donegal.
Donegal,
and my family, they're from Carrick-on-Sewer. You're like, sewer? What? They're from a sewer. Carrick-on-Sewer. You're like, I love when they're mispronouncing. I get a bit of a kick out of it.
It's like there's loads of videos about them trying to say Irish names and stuff.
Yeah, like Sinead.
Which, to be fair now,
Sinead.
You know, I mean, we laugh about it, but then we have to take on, I don't know, Chinese names, Indian names, names for, and
but,
then
we don't.
They look ridiculous.
We don't.
I mean, trying to pronounce them.
We don't, though. When the Chinese lads come over here, what's your name? And they say, whatever.
Brian.
And then we go, yeah, we're going to call you Robert. We're going to leave it at Derek. Right? We're going to leave it at Derek. Yeah. And he's just, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, grand.
Like, imagine, like, we would never let that happen to us. We'd never go to the States. What's your name? My name is Quivine. And they went, yeah, we're going to go with Kevin.
Yeah, we're going to go with Paddy. Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah, certainly will not, you racist.
Yeah, shut up and give me a cuddle, you aegis. We don't let these things happen to us. So there you go.
I don't know how Egypt is going to become Ireland.
That was literally not what I was trying to do.
So Egypt is now going to become a world word, is it? A global use of Egypt.
I don't think it's going to catch on, to be honest. But fair play to Brendan Boyle for giving it a go.
Yeah.
Big bleeding Lildraman that he is. Oh, Johnny Logan, come on the Bulls!
Yeah, do you want to explain yourself there? Because a few people texting in wondering why we would give Eurovision legend Johnny Logan a spin this morning, but of course it is because...
Well, first of all, you're out of your mind because Johnny Logan's fantastic. And second of all, it's the League of Ireland that starts today. The Bulls are playing Finn Harps today. Come on, the Bulls, Bohemians.
So loads of people texting. In fairness, loving it. People saying, getting shivers off the back of that and all the rest of it. But of course, yeah, we played it. PJ was actually challenged, believe it or not. Challenged to play that song in honour of the start of the League of Ireland season and his beloved Bulls. And of course, naturally, there was quite a number of Pats fans and Shamrock Rovers fans and Cork City fans who weren't overly happy about it.
Don't worry, you are completely well represented by Magical Mike, who's a Pats fan here. So not exactly delighted either, but it was a great moment for us all.
Yeah, and what a tune regardless. Yeah.
And in fairness, I'm so happy that it's all kicking off again, not just for the Bulls fans, but for everyone. It's going to be, such a long time coming around.
League of Ireland is
back. Johnny Logan, you legend, please hang out with me.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's a Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's educational services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Right, back to business very quickly. Try to squeeze all of this in now, you see, the carry on with Johnny Logan. Anyway.
I tell you, it's fantastic. Look at that.
It's very important we get this in because somebody's going to win it today. It is this amazing two-night stay at Hotel Merrick, Galway's most luxurious four-star city centre hotel. Ideal for a city break this spring, particularly if you enjoy their signature midweek Spring Madness package, where they're going to upgrade you to a suite. 48 hours of utter relaxation. You can hang out in the rooftop hot tub. You can have afternoon tea in the parlour lounge. You can dine in the award-winning restaurant that they have there, number 15. You can, or number 15 on the square, in fact, is what it's called. Or you can have a cocktail in the Oyster Bar.
HotelMerrick.ie. HotelMerrick.ie, there you go. And it's going to be all for, hopefully, Eddie Connett. And if you can get 11 right, so 11's what you need. Eddie, how are you feeling?
Oh, you never know, PJ. Good or bad, go for it.
Yeah, I guess so. Any plans for the weekend, anyway?
I might be heading out to New Zealand tonight to a wedding.
Oh!
All right, well, Eddie, just to know that the nation is suddenly not on your side.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Talk about getting their backs up. Not good for you, Eddie. Is it someone you know or family or who is it?
Yeah,
is it someone,
Is it someone you know? I just decided I'd go to New Zealand, a gatecracker wedding. Wow, fantastic, man. That's brilliant.
Oh, I just saw that advertised.
Nothing on for the weekend. I thought I'd gatecrash a wedding in New Zealand.
To be honest, Eddie, that would make you a complete legend in my books, to be honest with you.
Yeah, not a bad show.
Well, don't worry, Eddie, I'm on your side anyway. 11 the score you need, and if you get it, of course, you get all those things to relax and, spoil yourself in as soon as you get back from New Zealand.
Right, here we go. 60 seconds, Eddie. Yeah. Best of luck. Here we go.
Are alveoli a part of the human body or Italian pasta?
Pasta.
It's the body. Which former Beatle was lead singer of the pop group Wings?
Paul McCartney.
What does DIY stand for?
Do it yourself.
A term for someone who watches too much TV is a couch what?
Potato.
In sport, the game of squash is played with a racket, a bat or a cue?
Racket.
Murrayfield is a Scottish home to what sport?
Rugby.
In which TV cartoon would you find Freddy, Velma and Daphne?
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, made internationally famous by the movie Braveheart, what nationality was William Wallace?
Scottish.
In fashion, what are winkle pickers?
Shoes.
Which BBC TV show featured the accident-prone Frank Spencer?
Some others do happen.
Victoria Beckham was formerly a member of what girl group?
Spice Girls.
What French monument has 1,710 steps?
The Eiffel Tower.
Which American TV cartoon asked the question, who shot Mr. Burns?
The Simpsons.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I was hoping I'd sneak another one in. I was really hoping I'd sneak another one in.
Good. There was a lot of faffing around.
Well,
on
I get
one
for faff. Does he get one for faff? It's up to Mike. Yeah, he gets one for faff.
Oh,
okay.
Mike said yay.
Here you go. In what 1939 film does the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Cowardly Lion appear?
Oh, Dorothy, the Wizard of Oz.
Yes, it was the Wizard of Oz. There you go.
Right, okay. So, I'm doing the count, am I? Here we go. Why do I have...
It's gotten controversial now, young. Because you did the whole Dorothy Chewbacca Chewy thing from yesterday.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Oh, it doesn't matter. He was there anyway. You're so, the way... Well done, Eddie.
Even if we were to deduct two,
yeah,
he'd still have won.
Thank God, Eddie. So, you got me out of trouble there.
You didn't need that last one, to be fair to you.
You got me out of trouble, Eddie. I tell you, you spoiled little Gitchy. Look, heading off to New Zealand and getting a total break when you get home.
Wow, that's great. The lights have just gone out now. That's very good.
Andy, whatever you did, we've just got into darkness.
Yeah, Andy's just blown the place up now.
You built it up so much, I had to go over it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're dead right. No, fair play to you, Eddie. That was well done. So, Eddie Connaughton, you are the winner of the week by a nose at the end on the Friday.
Well done, Eddie. Enjoy New Zealand and enjoy Hotel American Galway when you get back. Good stuff.
Well done.
Have a good one, man. Cheers. Bye-bye.